Welcome to our Gold Members Podcast, episode number 21. Today I'm going to talk about a rather advanced theory within Kyusho, a theory as in the opposite of the idea of a principle, and that is understanding how to stack principles together to become more effective. Right. Now there are about 20, 21 principles. I divide them into a lot of different principles. Not everybody does, but you can't use them all at one time because sometimes not all of them are going to apply. When you learn them all very, very well and understand how they work, then circumstances can dictate which principles you may want to use and which principles you may not want to bother to use. Right? An example, if you have to deal with someone who is drunk, very, very hard to use emotions on somebody like that because their emotions are all messed up. To use emotions, you need somebody in a pure emotional state. Right? They can't be all over the place. Tight quarters and things like that, it's very difficult to move through stances. You may have the opportunity, let's say, in a finger lock, to go into a deep forward bow for a moment to bring this guy to the ground. But if you're caught in a tight area, you're not going to use it. So to stack principles, first thing you need to do is to learn them well enough that you see relationships between two different sets of principles. An example is the first principle of attack along the meridian. It relates very well and is part of an advanced principle of using the 24-hour diurnal cycle. Those two go hand in hand, and stacking them together becomes very, very simple. Now, because of the way the diurnal cycle is, where you will always have two polarity likes together, makes it very, very easy to incorporate, along with that one, principles of yin and yang. Right? So you can see you can start to work everything together. Cycle of destruction fits in pretty much everywhere. Same with the rest of the basic principles. They are the stepping stones. You want to be looking at applying those first, because the most important thing that any of us ever do in a martial art is our foundation. Right? Now, when I refer to foundation, I refer to very, very basics, not just waist down type movements, right? Some people in some martial arts view foundation as being leg work, right? What happens in stances and things like that. I view foundation as just being the basic principles, right? The building blocks of the martial art that you're studying. Now, those first five principles are the foundation, and then everything else starts to become gravy, really. Right? Some of the principles are a little bit more like a standalone sort of thing, but you can usually backwards engineer them as well and look for similarities. But it is a study. I just can't really lay it all on the table for you. It's kind of like the interpretation of kata. You've kind of got to see it yourself as well, because when you see it, then you can start to use it. So as an example, you're doing something with one of your ukis and you're following, let's say, the cycle of destruction, and then you suddenly realize that you've also been using another principle along with it, such as the diurnal cycle, or in that particular case, you could also be using, very easily be using, something like the quadrant theory, right? Because of the different quadrants of the body you would be striking while using the cycle of destruction. But all 15 of them, very difficult. All 20 of them, all virtually impossible. But you can realistically stack 3-4 principles very easily together, maybe even 5. Myself, for everything that I do, where I am, I begin with alarm points. Alarm points is what I'm thinking about first, and then everything else sort of feeds in with that. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and we will see you in volume 22 in a couple of days. Ciao.